Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, as a result of its false and defamatory labeling of groups such as hate groups and haters, has now paid nearly $3.4 million to an organization for this false label. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. $3.375 million is the exact amount that the SPLC ended up having to pay. Not as a result of litigation, amazingly, as a result of just a demand letter without any litigation from a law firm specializing in defamation, because they falsely included Majad Nawaz and his organization, Quilliam Foundation, in its so-called field guide to anti-Muslim extremist, calling him an extremist, saying that he was, quote, savaging Islam, close quote. And as a result of this defamatory statement, they not only had to retract, Matt, their so-called field guide, which was provided to journalists, but they've also had to pay almost $3.4 million as part of a settlement.
Right. And what this tells us is that the Southern Poverty Law Center knows that the propaganda that they put out is, in fact, defamatory. And that includes propaganda against mainstream Christian organizations like Liberty Counsel, the American Family Association, Family Research Council. So their chickens are coming home to roost. They have finally been kind of caught in their defamatory lies. And rather than allowing this to go to court, to go to litigation, where I think the precedent could be set and the discovery process would take place, you know, it's worth almost $4 million for the SPLC just to kick it over, just to kind of make the thing go away. They don't want this going to court. But now many Christian and conservative organizations are looking at this and saying, hey, maybe now it's time. 60 plus Christian organizations considering going after the SPLC for their propaganda. We'll see what happens, but this could be the beginning of something very big and kind of the demise of any remaining credibility the SPLC may have.
You know, I find it ironic. Some of the media said that settlement with the so-called extremist organization dings their credibility. But really, have they ever had any credibility to ding in the beginning?
Dings their credibility.
Yeah.
It destroys their credibility.
They have had none.
They don't have any credibility. They never did have any credibility on this issue where they falsely label individuals or groups as haters or hate groups.
But here was their opportunity, guys. They not only apologized for this particular instance, but they could have gone further and said, you know what? We apologize for the whole hate list. We have been wrong in all this. Mm-hmm. There's their opportunity instead of now we're going to have to, you know, probably pursue other legal matters for this.
Yeah, as part of this settlement, they had to give a fairly lengthy apology. I mean, they were crawling on their knees in this settlement and they apologized. They said that they falsely included him. They were wrong to include Majad Nawaz and the Quilliam Foundation in our field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. They said that they had to then, after publishing that and getting this demand letter, they've taken more time to do research. And they've consulted with human rights advocates that they respect. And they found that Mr. Nawaz and Quilliam have made valuable and important contributions to public discourse.
Which
is
what they should have done.
This man
yeah.
was a former member of a global terror organization. He was a political prisoner in Egypt. And he criticizes the fundamentalist interpretation of Islam that gives rise to terrorism. They said that he was savaging Islam. Savaging Islam. A former terrorist speaking against Islamic terrorism was savaging Islam. And so this field guide to anti-Muslim extremists was published in December 2016 and provided to journalists as a resource to, quote, identify promoters of hateful propaganda.
Yeah.
And they would not remove him when Nawaz found out he was there. They refused. And finally, Nawaz got a defamation law firm that specializes in that area of litigation. And in April of 2018, they removed him, and actually they took down the field guide of anti-Muslim extremists from their website.
Yeah, there's a huge takeaway here. I have no doubt that this same kind of groveling on their knees of Richard Cohen and this apology will be forthcoming for Christian organizations as well, mainstream Christian organizations like Liberty Council, like the Family Research Council. The SPLC will, mark my words, will be apologizing, will retract all of their propaganda and their attempting to smear and defame mainstream Christian organizations in the future. But the big takeaway here, and I hope mainstream media people and folks over at Amazon Smiles and elsewhere listening right now, you need to run the other direction away from the SPLC. The mainstream media, Matt, no longer has any excuse whatsoever for republishing and touting this hateful propaganda put out by the SPLC. They should retract any stories that they've written using this propaganda. They need to run the other direction, run away from the SPLC, because they are a fast sinking ship.
And you know, the so-called right-wing watch that is part of People for the American Way, I don't think did any story on this at all. I didn't see anything on it. And, you know, you have all these things that they distort information as well. But fake news is not only distorting information, it's not even reporting information that the public should know about. This is something that the public should know about. And yet, how many mainstream media or liberal media like Right Wing Watch picked it up?
I don't think any did. Yeah.
I know that there was a lot of media that did pick it up, but there's a lot of media that didn't, that should. I mean, this is a significant issue because they have provided this to journalists.
Right.
They induced journalists to rely upon their information. And it's not just a field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. They also do this for other so-called haters, hate groups that are not haters or hate groups, including Liberty Council, Family Research Council, American Family Association, and you go on and name a long laundry list. We're working with over 60 organizations, all of which oppose hate, all of which oppose violence. Now, there are really violent groups out there.
Yes.
There are groups out there that actually support violence. There are KKK, neo-Nazi organizations.
Aryan Nation.
Right. There are different ones that do. But to lump groups that don't, that actually are completely opposite, in with those groups, they know it's false. They know it's defamatory.
Oh, it's a clever strategy.
And they also know it's dangerous, but their overzealousness is to destroy organizations with which they disagree. And that's what their whole motive and their purpose is.
Well, don't forget, follow the dotted line from SPLC to GuideStar. You know, we've been dealing with that and all the harm that's caused Liberty Council as well as other nonprofit, good pro-family organizations that have harmed our donors because GuideStar is supposed to be neutral, but yet they've sided and taken SPLC as a source.
Yeah,
as
and,
well.
So, and then you have Facebook that's relying upon SPLC.
Amazon Smile.
You've got Twitter.
Right.
They're using them to help scrub their information that comes out on their social media platforms. All of those need to take note of this.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's a clever strategy by the SPLC, but they finally got kind of hoisted on by their own petard, as they say. They've been caught. They've fallen into their own trap that they've set. But this is a clever strategy. It's false guilt by false association. So as you pointed out, Matt, on their hate map, right in the middle of these violent, you know, Aryan Nation groups and everything, they'll have a Christian group like the Family Research Council or Alliance Defending Freedom or Liberty Council, and they put them there so that people associate in their minds these mainstream Christian organizations with these actual hate groups that engage and have a history of engaging in violence. It's disgusting, it's despicable, but it's very clever.
Well, go to our website at libertycouncillc.org, lc.org. You can sign up for our email communications at the bottom of the website, the Liberty Alert. We also have other email communications that will allow you to be very involved in what's going on in Washington, D.C. and our nation. You can sign up there at the bottom, lc.org. Also, visit our online store for additional resources and information. And you can also contribute online. You can contribute one time or a regular supporting gift right there at lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Council as we continue to fight for freedom, to fight for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Go to lca.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lca.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lca.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lca.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.